माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय वृंदावन धाम जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय जगत गुरु शिला प्रभु पदा जगत गुरु शिला प्रभु पदा হারি বোল হারি বোল হারি বোল নিতাই গৌড় হারি বোল গৌর প্রেমানন্দী ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় নারায়ণম নমস্কৃত্যম নরম চৈব নরোত্তমম দেবীম সরস্বতীম ব্যাসম ততো জয়ামুদীরয়েত নষ্ট প্রায়েষু অভদ্রেষু নিত্যম ভাগবত সেবয়া ভগবতি উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির ভবতি নষ্ট কি হরে কৃষ্ণ টুডে উই আর রিডিং শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ক্যান্টো 10 চ্যাপ্টার 42 দি ব্রেকিং অফ দ্য বাও টেক্সট 11 এন্ড 12 আই উইল রিসাইট টেক্সট 11 দি ট্রান্সলেশন দেন উইল রিসাইট দি টেক্সট 12 টুগেদার এবং স্ত্রিয়া ইয়াচমান কৃষ্ণ রামস্য পশ্যতঃ মুখম বীক্ষ্যান গোপানাম প্রহসংস্তাম উবাচহ দস ট্রান্সলেশন দস এন্টিটিড বাই দ্য ওমেন লর্ড কৃষ্ণ ফার্স্ট গ্ল্যান্স এট দ্য ফেস অফ বলরাম হু ওয়াজ ওয়াচিং দি ইনসিডেন্ট এন্ড দেন এট দি ফেসিস অফ দ্য কাওয়ার্ড বয়েজ দেন উইথ দ্য লাফ কৃষ্ণ রিপ্লাই টু হার অ্যাজ ফলোজ টেক্সট 12 উইল রিসাইট ইষ্যামি তে গৃহম শুভ ইষ্যামি তে গৃহম শুভ্র পুংসাম আদি বিকর্ষণম সাধিতার্থো গৃহাণাম পান্থানাম ত্বম পরায়ণঃ এষ্যামি তে গৃহম শুভ্র পুংসাম আদি বিকর্ষণম সাধিতার্থো গৃহাণাম পান্থানাম ত্বম পরায়ণঃ এষ্যামি তে গৃহম শুভ্র পুংসামাধি বিকর্ষণম সাধিতার্থো গৃহাণাম পান্থানাম ত্বম পরায়ণম এষ্যামি তে গৃহম শুভ্র পুংসামাধি বিকর্ষণম সাধিতার্থো গৃহাণাম পান্থানাম ত্বম পরায়ণঃ মাতাজি এষ্যামি তে গৃহম শুভ্র পুংসামাধিক বিকর্ষণম সাধিতার্থো গৃহাণাম পান্থানাম ত্বম পরায়ণঃ এষ্যামি তে গৃহম শুভ্র पुंसामाधिविकर्षणम् साधितार्थो गृहाणाम्ना पान्थानां तं परायणम् एष्यामि आई विल गो ते योर गृहम् टू दि हाउस सुभ्रु ओ यू हू हैव ब्यूटिफुल आईब्राउज हुंसाम ऑफ मैन आधि द मेंटल डिस्ट्रेस विकर्षणम विच इरेडिकेट्स साधिता हैविंग अकॉम्प्लिश्ड अर्थ माई पर्पज अग्रहणम हू हैव नो होम न फॉर अस पांथानम हू आर ट्रेवलिंग ऑन द रोड त्वम यू परा द बेस्ट आयनम शेल्टर ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट लॉर्ड कृष्ण सेड ओ लेडी विद ब्यूटिफुल आई ब्राउज एज सुन एज आई फुलफिल माई पर्पज आई विल सर्टेनली विजिट योर होम योर हाउस वेयर मैन कैन रिलीव देयर एंग्जाइटी इनडीड यू आर द बेस्ट रिफ्यूज फॉर अस होमलेस ट्रेवलर्स Purport. Please repeat. Lord Krishna said, O lady with beautiful eyebrows, as soon as I fulfill my purpose, I will certainly visit your house where man can relieve their anxiety. Indeed, you are the best refuge for us homeless travelers. Purport. By the word Agrahanam, Agrahanam, Shri Krishna indicated not only that he had no fixed resident, but also that he was not yet married. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanan Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So, here, Kubja, Trivakra, Sarandri, she is expansion of whom? Expansion of whom? Satyabhama, excellent. Satyabhama and Bhu Devi. So this is the earth also. And then there is a connection with this Lepa, Angarag, ointment. What is that connection? With the fragrance. And earth is also connected with fragrance. So there is a whole connection here. And another connection, she is bent or vakra at three places. Where? Neck, chest and belly and the back. So she is bent. And why she is bent? Why she is bent? Because burden of the earth. Because she is representing earth. So she is bent. And the burden of whom? Impious kings, men, people, those who have a lot of sins. And that burden is carried by the earth, by the bhumi. So that is the thing here. So it is not that she was bent because of her own karma. She was bent at three places because she was carrying the burden of the sinners like us. And Lord Krishna, he is asking, and the way he started is like Eve teasing, but no, it's not. It's a transcendental interaction, empowered interaction. And what is that interaction? He addressed Kubja, Ananam. What is that Ananam called? Varananam. So Varananam means here is with attractive face. Ananam is face. Varananam is attractive, beautiful. So Krishna is addressing her, Kubja, O attractive one. In fact, she was bent at three places, so nobody wanted to interact with the Kubja. Nobody. But Krishna, he wanted to interact. Why? Because he cares for everyone. He cares especially for those who are deprived, who are in difficulty, who are in problems. Tvam akinchar gocharam. Queen Kunti mentioned, you are for those who are akinchana. When we have a solution to a problem, we are not akinchana. When we have no solution, no plan of mitigation for a problem, then we are akinchana. Namo akinchana vittaya. You are vittaya. You are the benefactor. You are the caretaker of those who are akinchana. Those who have been rejected by the society. Those who have been rejected by their family. Those who are invalid. Those who have no vitta, no finance, no money, no health, no beauty. You are for them. You take care of them. And where Kubja and Lord Krishna is interacting on the path was Rajpathena. Rajpath, like Janpath, Rajpath, where the road leads to the palace of the king. And she mentioned herself that I am Dasi. Bhoja dynasty Dasi. And sisters are serving like this forever. I am Dasi. Not directly Dasi of Kansa. Of course, she was taking that Angarag for Kansa, but she didn't mention directly that I am Dasi of Kansa because he is your enemy. And he addressed Krishna as Sundara, the singular. She did not address Sundara for Krishna and Balarama both, because there is a feeling of conjugal affection between Kubja and Krishna, so she addressed Sundara. But then she later mentioned as the both Yuvam. So she mentioned Yuvam, you both. I will give this Angarag to both of you. But Sundara is Krishna. And she is Sarandri. So where we heard Sarandri in Mahabharata? Who was Sarandri in Mahabharata? Who played the role of Sarandri in Mahabharata? The queen of Indraprastha. Who? Draupadi. She played the role of Sarandri when they were in Ajnatvas. When Pandavas were in Virat, in Ajnatvas, she played the role of Sarandri to the queen, the Virat's king, king's wife. So she was called Sarandri. So it's a connection. Who takes care, who make ubtans, lepa, angaraga, for the beautification, for fragrance, to the masters or the kings, like that. She was like that. So she was carrying that angarag for Kansa. That's what she mentioned, because Krishna asked, for whom you are carrying this? She said, yes, I am Dasi, I am carrying it for Kansa, but because you are asking, I will happily give it to you. She did not wait even a second. She could have been punished by Kansa for this offense. So she was reacting with madhur vachan, with pleasing words, with nice reciprocation. On the other hand, washerman, what they said? Apriya vachan, katu vachan. Have you seen your face? You're asking for the clothes? These are for the kings, not for you. So he was heavily, and that's why he got punished. But here, Krishna is saying, if you give me this angaraga, you will get benefit. You will get rewarded. and reward in terms of his mention. Phalam, great reward. Nachirat, immediately. Immediately you will get benefit. So Krishna never forgets our service. Krishna keeps track of every single activity we do for Krishna. Never forget. In this material world, you can work for your family for whole life. At the end, karmi families, they blame parents. You did not give us enough. Or you favored the younger or older. You favored the older son, daughter-in-law, not the me, like that. They blame. What they got, they never appreciate. They simply blame. This is karmi, materialistic people. Those who have materialistic family, they get blamed like this. But Krishna, whatever little bit, Neha Bhikram Nashvasti, text 240, Bhagavad Gita, whatever little bit service we do is never lost. Pratyavayana Vidyate, Swarpamevam Dharmasya, Trayate Mahato Bhayat. What is this Mahato? Great danger, Bhayat. What is that? In my next life, if I become in one of the 84 lakh, 84 lakh yonis, slip down to any lower species, then I have to climb back step by step and come in process of evolution. At the end, I will become human. And at this time, our fortune is unimaginable. Out of 8.4 million, 84 lakh, 84 lakhs, 80 lakhs are Jalja Navlakhani Sthavra Ekanavinshati, Jalja Aquatics, 9 lakh, 9 lakhs. Sthavrana, unmovable trees, plants, 11 lakhs, Ekanavinshati. So it's like 80 lakhs. But 400,000, they are human species, the upper. And out of 400,000, only few are demigods, angels, devotees. So we are those who are practicing Krishna consciousness. We are in the top brass. We are not proud, but we are very humbled by this, that we have reached to that certain such high platform of Krishna consciousness, where even the demigods, they are considering, oh, could I take birth in this time in Kali Yuga, in ISKCON, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement? They are thinking like that. And we have got that platform. We are so fortunate that we are already sitting at that platform. Even a child dancing in our kirtan is the greater than the big yogis, Prabhupada said. That is the power of Krishna consciousness. That is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And that is the power of great fortune that we have got in the line of disciplic succession. So here, there is a common thing here. What is the common thing between Kubja and Krishna? One common physical factor. Three bands in Kubja and three bands in. That's how Krishna Goswami is mentioned, that how Krishna is connecting with Kubja in so many platforms. He will come further. He will come further while connecting with Kubja's inner service. And he will compare. He compared Kubja's service with service of Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj, what he did? He did sankalpa. You have come to my door, O Bhamana. I will give you whatever you want. You can ask me three. Before saying that, he did sankalpa. What do we do in sankalpa? We take water in our hand. So Krishna is saying to Kubja, Bali, he put water on my hand as a sankalpa to give me three boons or three things which I could ask. So he touched my hand only with water. And you, Kubja, I cannot imagine how much you served me. You put this angarad on my body by your own hands. Not only my palm, just like a Bali Maharaj. And look, Bali Maharaj got the whole planet, whole system. Put this angarad on my whole body. How can I repay you? How can I get you in return anything? In fact, you are like gopis. And then he raised two fingers. One is for Vrindavan gopis. They are one class. Will do anything and everything for me. And there is one class, another class, gopi in Mathura. And you see you. And you have whole another class of gopi, that you are only gopi here in Mathura, who is serving me with love. Surrender. And in such a way that I feel completely satisfied. I am very, very happy. Very much pleased. And then, but Krishna, because he, after having all this lepa, he then wanted to give benediction. So he put his feet on both of her toes and put fingers on her chin and lift her and removed her banding. So Krishna touched lady on the street. Is he fallen? No. Achyuta. He is Achyuta. He is infallible. He serves. He never fails to serve his devotees. Same thing, Krishna called Krishna, Arjuna called Krishna Achyuta. Where? On the battlefield. Ratham me sthapir Achyuta. O Achyuta, O infallible Krishna, please take my chariot between the two armies. So he's ordering Krishna. And Krishna is carrying out the order. But same time, he's addressing Krishna as Achyuta. Even though I am ordering, even though you are playing as the role of my servant, even though you are my chariot driver, you are my driver, but you are same original supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna Achyuta, who never falls down from his grace, from his position, no matter what he does. Because here it comes in the word here, grahanam sadhitartoha grahanam na. We have no place. We are wandering on the street in Mathura. That's what Kubja said. I want. Kubja pulled his pitambar. And pulling pitambar, Krishna felt embarrassed. My God, you are pulling my cloth. And Balarama is standing there with all the coward boys and girl, boys there. And here's the girl pulling. So Krishna felt, bhai, aisa mat karo. Please don't do this. But he understood, he smiled. And because Krishna's smile is very, very mischievous. When he smiles, it's very, very difficult to understand. The two things Acharya mentioned, his smile towards Balarama and Gopa has a different meaning than his smile, same smile towards Kubja. The glance on Kubja, different meaning. He's looking at Balarama and coward boys like Rama, because he came here as a Rama. The word used by Shukdev Goswami is Rama. Krishna Ramasya Pashyataha. Krishna Ramasya Pashyataha. Mukham Vikshanu Gopana Prasanstam Uvachaha. So smiling. So Ramasya. So Krishna is looking at Balarama. Thinking, oh, brother Balarama, she's innocent. She's a coward type girl, gopi type. And she's very innocent. She, don't worry, I'm okay. But on Kubja, he's giving a message. You're asking me to come to your house, I will come. Don't worry, I will come to make you happy after completing my task, for which I have come here in Mathura, to relieve the distress of my parents who have been imprisoned by Kamsa. So distress. Purpose was not to kill, but that was a side effect. Because to relieve them from distress, he has to kill. But the main purpose was to relieve them from the distress of prison. That's why he came. So he said, I will come back and will give you whatever you want. And here it also came that Grahanam. Grahanam refers to that I will suddenly visit your home or house where man can relieve their anxiety. So the house, the grahastha ashram, not grahamedhi. Grahamedhi are those who have a house or who manage or build a house for their own pleasure. But grahasthas, they maintain the household affairs for serving the other three ashrams. Sannyasis, vranpasthis, and brahmacharis. That is the job of grahasthas. They have to serve them. They have to give shelter to them. They have to feed them. They have to give charity to them. So grahastha is a very responsible. Life is not an easy thing. Sometimes people may think that I am entering grahastha ashram for the enjoyment. No. That is a mistake. Those who are thinking, please consider. Those who are out of it, you are happy. Because grahastha life is not easy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned that if you want to serve Krishna, your 75% chances of devotional service is already destroyed. Of course, devotees who are in grahasthas under ISKCON in training, they turn lemon into lemonade. Like whatever we got by destiny, we got certain husband, wife, children, country, language, finance. They utilize all of that in service of Krishna. That is how they get relieved, and that is how the house became pleasing. If there is a kalah, always quarrel, always fighting in the house, Lakshmi will leave. No peace in the house. It's very important that we maintain peace. And peace cannot come by our own materialistic endeavors, by counseling or by other means of bringing so many articles of enjoyment. We cannot get peace. Even if we will get more troubled, more time will be spent in maintaining all these articles, all these things. So the smart thing is not to renounce, but utilize. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagya Muchyate. We want to see every single thing in our life in connection with Krishna. That is called yoga. That is called Krishna consciousness. Everything we have, our own body, mind, words, our family, children, money, job, then only we can get peace. Sarvadharman Pritajya Mamekam Sharanam 1866. Gradual, every day, little bit, more and more and more surrender. We cannot renounce, we cannot surrender immediately and quickly. That will call pakhand. That may turn into pakhand. We cannot artificially renounce by seeing others. We have to come to that platform by natural way of following the process of chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We do not want to imitate. We want to follow. Looking at our own capacity, looking at our own inclinations, looking at our own desires also, we have to come closer and closer to Krishna every single day. And those who are serving in ISKCON, because this society is to give facilitation, to facilitate all of us to engage in, because here Kubja, she is serving Krishna by putting Angaraga on Krishna's body. So that's the way she is engaging service in service. And immediately got rewarded. Other also, other devotees like the fruit seller lady, she went to Krishna's home, Nanda Maharaj's home, and she offered fruits to Krishna. She forgot that she has to ask for money or anything in return. Enchanted by the beauty of Krishna. And she gave all the fruits to Krishna. And she got so many jewels in her basket. Putana. In fact, this is the most influential, most powerful incident. Aho baki amistana kala kutam. Baki. Baki, why baki? Because she was sister of whom? Why she is called baki? Because she was sister of Bakasura. She is Baki. Aho Bakiyam. Istana Kalakutam. She put poison on her breast. And she came to feed milk to Krishna. Lebhem Param Gatim. Krishna accepted her service. Krishna did not look at the bad plan that she had. Similarly, whenever devotees would approach Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this devotee has this problem with me. It's like a manager, so they are talking to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, this devotee is giving this difficulty. Then Prabhupada would immediately say, but he is very nice cook in the kitchen, right? He's very nice. Prabhupada, he is not, yeah, he's very good cook in the kitchen, right? Because Prabhupada would look only at the good qualities of the seva we are doing. Because he knew that we can get purified by that seva. Whatever impurities, whatever struggle that we have through our mind in the beginning will become purified. Like the bag of ISKCON. And there are thousands and millions of devotees and they are like a pebbles with all the sharp edges. The bag of ISKCON is shaking and shaking and shaking, and after 10, 20, 30, 40 years of service, all those stone sharp edges will turn into nice, beautiful, shining marbles. That is the power of devotional service. We'll all become bright, beautiful, shining. We are already on that path. We are already looking beautiful. We are already looking peaceful. We are already looking happy than ever before. That is the power of the chanting. That is the power of ISKCON and Krishna consciousness. Many times I travel and meet people, visit temples and communities almost all over the world, and we see devotees are engaged. One single devotee is running the whole community, and 800 families they are living. One such example in Hungary. So they have so many products there. So they are living together. It's very likely because they are different backgrounds and mindsets. They may have problems, but they are serving together because counseling is there, guidance is there. Somebody is managing all of them together. Purity is the force. And also I got a chance to, or rather I visited almost every year, one example of the Spanish Fork, Salt Lake City, Utah Temple. Wonderful. And I saw that project coming up when it was just in a room. And whenever I visited, they would make cookies and sell those cookies at various stores. And that's how they raised funds. But now, look at, and whenever I used to visit the festival of colors, Holi, only 200 people, 20 years ago, only 200 people, festival of colors. But then now what is happening? 80,000 people, American boys and girls from local universities, they are visiting for that festival of colors for 2 days in a row. And every 1 hour there's a countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And they will throw colors and band will start, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Like this. And those 10, 15, 20,000 people are dancing like a mad, throwing colors and chanting on the mantra. That is the power of Krishna consciousness. And my seva sometimes, Prabhu will put me on the seva. Now count. $5 for entry to the campus to participate in holy festival. Because he's my close friend to mine, Charu Prabhu, so he always asked me to visit. So that's how I know the inner things I'm revealing here, the finance. The great plan. $5 for entry ticket. $10 for the colors, 15, and $10 for prasadam, 25. 80,000 people, $2 million in just 2 days. Of course, there are expenses. Of course, not all 80,000 will buy all the three things. But if you minimize it, all the expenses, all the things, all the corrections, 1 million. $1 million, $10 lakh. And that's how he built huge, huge temple on that Spanish Fork farm. And that's on the Kusum Sarovar design. Exactly, you visit, you feel like you're standing next to Kusum Sarovar. And in fact, he made a Sarovar also nearby to mention that there's a Kusum Sarovar here. And that pond was dug by whom? By the Mormon Christians, who never allow any other religion in their area. And they came to serve in that temple. They donated $25,000 for that whole pond. That's the power of the preaching. That's the power of prasadam. Because he would feed them nice, wonderful, great prasadam. And they will feel all ecstatic to serve. And now, I'm standing on color selling booth. And it's a big locker. There's a big sliding hole there, and I'm grabbing the dollars like this and putting in that. Grabbing the dollars like this and put, because Krishna is revealing. Krishna is giving money. And what he did? $2 million worth of Kusum Sarovar temple in Spanish Fork, Utah. Then he bought Seventh Day Adventist Church in Salt Lake City. There he runs classes on yoga and meditation. That's one thing. And of course, GDs are there, devotees are serving, cooking prasadam, and distributing to them. They come, they learn yoga, they learn mantra meditation, and then they get prasadam, they get nice smoothies, and they get nice fragrances. They buy all kinds of kurtas and dhotis and books. And out of that, now, he bought another church in Salt Lake City because there's money there. Okay, we are expanding now. Further expanding. How we are expanding? Then he started doing, because if we remember, back in the time of 60s, 70s, there was a great singer devotee named, what was his name? Harrison. George Harrison. Harrison, George Harrison. Harrison. So he brought a wave of devotion. And the whole West was shaking. Every town and village, Hare Krishna mantra, his records were going on. And many, many people joined because of, even in fact, we distribute books in the West chant and be happy, and the top we have the cover John Lennon and this George Harrison photo. And people immediately say, oh yeah, okay, they were doing mantra meditation, give me that book, I want to hear what they were doing. So much service. The whole Western world was shaken by those recordings of George Harrison. And now, devotees, I have been to so many meetings, and we were always thinking what we can bring as a revolution to shake the whole West by connecting, to connect them to Krishna consciousness. So, of course, yoga and meditation was one area where devotees, they go to the local yoga meditation centers and they take prasadam, cookies and smoothies, and then they engage and they do some recording going in the background, and then all the Govindas and all the temples, they run the recordings of which Maharaj, I forgot, the great singer Maharaj, who was at the time of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He opened many, the Radha Damodar party, I forget his name, great singer, like Gandharva. So he, Hare Krishna, like that, Vishnuja. So in that recording is going on, people are doing yoga, prasadam is being distributed, and everyone. But now, we need another way, we needed that. Now expanding seva, Charu Prabhu, what he did now? Every town and village. So what he did, he expanded his holy festival workers to other towns. Wherever there is a center, temple, or even not temple. He will contact the local people, he will send. And the colors. When I went to his warehouse in Spanish Fork, warehouse was as big as the temple courtyard. And stacks of colors imported in the wagons and ships from India. Can you imagine? And those colors are being sold every day, in every festival. And now, because he has expanded so much in all the cities, the festival colors in the playground or the ground or the main town, downtown, they are doing these festival colors. And thousands of people are coming in the bands. He needed at least 10 bands for each program. Because one band, they will sing, they will play instruments for 1 hour, they are tired. Another band will come and will play again. You cannot imagine how big that is. If in a football match, football means handball in America, football in India is a soccer ball. So they, big dome in New Orleans, they get, the hall get filled, the whole arena, 25,000 people, 20,000, and they call it big event. Wow, big event, 25,000 people came. But here, 80,000. The whole event is monitored by the police using helicopters. Cars are everywhere. Sirens are everywhere. Whole highway, I-5, I-10, I guess. Whole highway is jammed. Cars are coming. 25 groups of volunteers arranging for the parking of so many people. They are coming to see the temple of Hare Krishna. To participate in the festival of colors. This is one just a small feature of Krishna culture. Festival of colors. Just one small thing, holy. What to speak of many, 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 many thousands of festivals we do every year. We enjoy, our enjoyment is unlimited. Krishna consciousness means enjoyment unlimited. Brahma Sokhya Tvanantam Ananta. Ever increasing, never going down. By participating, by doing service. I went to Los Angeles Rath Yatra. I'm telling all of this because sometimes people ask me, Prabhu, you talk very highly about ISKCON. I'm not happy with ISKCON. Yeah, it's your problem. It's your problem. Because I have seen ISKCON. You may not have seen ISKCON, but I have seen it. From my own naked eyes. I've seen that truth. That's why I'm speaking like that. I'm not speaking a lie. I'm not just speaking to make you happy. It's a fact. Big, big three chariots are standing on the Venice beach now. The other beach they are using. And Jagannath is always very Leela Purushottam. Purushottam is Leela Purushottam. always does something in the Rath Yatra. It's my experience. I have tens of Rath Yatras. So what happened? I was in Rath Yatra, and Lord Jagannath chariot is on the track on the beach, and track is about maybe 8-9 feet wide, and chariot is also almost that much wide. And devotees, when they pull, chanting and dancing, and pulling and pulling, and they derail the chariot from the pakka concrete path to the sand. A chariot is so heavy. And now the whole Rath Yatra is stalled. All the policemen, all the people on the beach, they were taking bath in the beach. They came, and Lord Jagannath engaged them all in his service to help to pull out the chariot wheel from the sand to the pavement. That is the Lord Jagannath's mercy. Because they were taking bath, they were looking at Jagannath, and Jagannath is out to give mercy to everyone, free mercy to everyone, without any qualification. And they're taking bath. So he derailed his chariot. Now everyone is pulling the chariot out because people want to help. That's how Jagannath is. Another time is my own experience. July 4th, we have Rath Yatra every year in Boise Hare Krishna Temple on July 4th, because organizing our own parade is a huge thing. So we participate in the July 4th parade of the local people. So there are about maybe 100 or 200 floats, some jeeps or something, or all kinds of people, all kinds of churches. There are so many things. And we have our Lord Jagannath's chariot. And we had made some arrangement to bring the dome down, and we made that by ourselves. We are not very technical, but we are devotees. We are very enthusiastic. So we made that arrangement to bring the chariot dome down when there is something high. And lo and behold, devotees are pulling the chariot. Whole parade is going, and the people on the horses, these policemen, and then the policemen, the motorcycles, sirens are going on. And there was a tree which was very low, and our dome got stuck in that with all chakra and everything. And I was inside there, and I was just throwing my tricks and everything, and the dome will not come down. And I was saying, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, oh, they're coming down. And the sirens are going on, and police is coming here back and forth, and everyone's just like, what the Hare Krishnas are doing? What the Hare Krishnas are doing? Oh, Hare Krishna got stuck. Hare Krishna got stuck. Hare Krishna is doing. Everyone's saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because Lord Jagannath wanted to engage everyone to chant Hare Krishna. That was his plan. And then, when our temple president, he became very desperate. Maybe we can get disqualified next year. Disqualified to the extent, Hare Krishna, you're not allowed. Because you always mess up with the chariot. Suddenly a man came with his cowboy boy hat, belt, jeans and everything. He said, hold on, get aside. We all have, okay. He got into the car, he pulled back, did this and out. Hari Bol. Who sent him? Lord Jagannath. Who was he? We don't know. Why he came to help? I have no clue. But he saved us from becoming disqualified. And Krishna got struck because he wanted everyone to call, oh, these Hare Krishnas, oh, these Hare Krishnas. And the other feature, because Krishna engages even those who don't love him, like Kansa, always thinking of Krishna, not engaged in service, but thinking of Krishna all the time. Similarly, when Rath Yatra in Los Angeles goes on, all the Christian groups, they come with big banners, and they say, Krishna is but a thief, Krishna is woman hunter, Krishna is this, and Krishna is this, and they chant so much Krishna whole day. And I saw them, they are wearing some funny garments, and when prasadam is being served, they were in the line of taking prasadam, because they chanted Krishna so many times. They became hungry, and they're eating prasadam, now honoring prasadam. That's Krishna's mercy. So Krishna doesn't spare anyone. Even though you are opposing him, he would still take you. Even though you are putra, he will still feed you. He will still take you to the back to Godhead, make your own mother. These are some of the few examples I'm giving, lack of time, but you may all be tired also. But unlimited realizations. Like I was distributing books and I approached one person and he said, "Oh man, you Hare Krishnas, you are the fourth person who intercepted me in last 3 days. And I'm saying no and no and no and now I cannot say no. I have to take it." Because devotees, when they intersect with people and ask them and give hand them over the book, they may reject. Never mind. No problem. Why? Because his Sukriti has already started when you handed him Bhagavad Gita in his hand. When I was distributing, I got a great fortune to distribute books with the topmost book distributor, minister of ISKCON, Vijay Prabhu in Los Angeles, in his camper. And when he came to our temple to Boise, how do we know who is coming? When a truck will stop in front of temple and the lift man will bring 2,000 Bhagavad Gita and big carrots, and he will roll them down to in front of temple and we will open the carrots, take all the boxes inside, then we will know Vijay Prabhu is coming. This is his visiting card, 2,000 Bhagavad Gita. And now he will load them into the van, will go to the nearby places, distribute temple cards, go to the nearby campuses and finish up all those. Phenomenally. He taught me how to distribute because I was a very low level devotee. So he trained me. So the point, main thing in book distribution is enthusiasm. You meet people, not, "Prabhu, Bhagavad Gita, who like it? Go away." No. "Prabhu, come here. We have Bhagavad Gita. It talks about yoga and meditation. Talks about, and we hand over Bhagavad Gita. Turn the pages of the slides. Meditation, yoga, karma, dharma, mantra, yoga. I won't take it." Because he already had Sukriti by taking over in his hands. He would take it for sure. If not, then that Sukriti will have him intercepted with some other devotee. Even if you are inimical, even if you don't like Hare Krishnas, still you will get benefited. Like in Halloween is a festival they make in India in October, in America in October. So the Halloween is like they dress themselves with all these bhoot-like people, and they look like they dress with horrible things. And some devotees in Honolulu ISKCON temple in Hawaii, they came in front of temple wearing the bed sheets of pink colors, and they were Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, making fun of Hare Krishnas. And devotees were nice, they gave them prasadam. And they say, "Yeah, it's okay." Because they were chanting Hare Krishna anyways. And then, later on, one of them came. They said to devotees, "Do you remember me?" He said, "No, we don't remember you." "Oh, no, no, you gave us and we were making like that." "Oh, I remember now. Okay, I'm one of them. I had a girlfriend, I had a job, I lost both of them. And now, because I'm very hungry, I have no money, I've come here for prasadam." And devotee said, "Yes, you come." So Krishna accepted. Even if you are inimical, you accept it. You are accepted. Even if you are coming to kill Krishna, he will accept you. That's the putana. So that is the mercy of Krishna. That is the mercy given here. Krishna's mercies are unlimited. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No time for questions, I'm sorry. You can ask me after the class. Thank you.